Lovely. I really did fly from London, and it wasn't like a happy time. So excuse me, because I had to. I was over there. I was performing, but I also cremated my mother-in-law. And it was to cremate your mother-in-law. You don't know. You should never know this. And I was flying, and I took the plane directly Montreal, London, London, Montreal, and I'm flying back. I thought I should have waited till she was dead. And I was just. She was always saying, I want to be cremated, I want to be cremated, and I had the time between rehearsal and time management. Am I wrong? And right away, I'm not dead. Shut up. It's not always about you, you damn. I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Whiners, always whiners. But always a whiner. Once a whiner, always a whiner. All her life, why aren't you standing on my windpipe? It was always about her. It was like... I don't want the radio in the tub with me. Always. And she was getting old, and I cremated her. And that's so terrible. You never buy me anything. Well, I bought her an urn. I mean, it's because we're all getting old. I don't care. You're all sitting here. It's a very young crowd. No, she's talking about death. Let me tell you something. It happens to we all go through the same thing. At 40, you begin to lose your eyesight. I don't care who you are. You can't read the birthday card. At 50, the memory starts to go, oh, let's go see that movie. Oh, you know the one. Oh, you know what I'm going to say. At 60, you start to fart. You just fart. Yes. And at 70, you lose your sense of smell. So between 60 and 70, it is a terrible time. You just fart? How old are you? Because I smell you. So sex appeal, which kills me. The only way I can ever hear heavy breathing from my husband's side of the bed is when he's having an asthma attack. Oh, you don't know. Last night I said to my husband, what's your favorite sexual position? He said, next door. I have tried everything, because when I'm married now 14 years, I mean, at that point you have to, like, think of things to do. I bought the book, The Joy of Sex, okay? And I got, did you read that chapter 11, where you wrap yourself up totally in saran wrap? And I laid, oh yeah, great. And I laid down the dining room table, and my husband came home, he said, leftovers again. And, oh, you don't know! Because you know what it is? Because we're not well suited for each other. They say opposites attract. If that was so, I would be married to Dolly Parton. Because I have no bazoom. You have a good body here. Oh, yes, look at you. Always in the front row. Look at you. Your husband naked and say, what does this remind you of? And he said, pancakes for breakfast. Hey, oh, no! Except, can we talk? Now, Beverly Hills, the women don't nurse because kids are allergic to plastic. I was supposed to ask you a question, but I just came out of stuff. The reason it's lovely is because my daughter, I have a daughter, Melissa, who is 15 years old today, and I was feeling very blue because I'm here and she's in the States. And you should be as lucky with your child as I have been with mine. I'm such a nice little girl, knock on wood, thank God. And 15 years ago tonight, I was in New York City in Lenox Hill Hospital going, get this out of me! And 15 years ago, 9 months tonight, I was saying the same thing. Marie Osmond told me that joke. I hate the Osmonds. You don't know. I hate goody-goodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say to me, oh, you say what you think. But I hate, like, giddy-giddy. Marie Osmond, she makes Mother Teresa look like a slut. I mean, just like, She's so good. Her knees have been together longer than the shadows.